morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise. We'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Yes. Okay. Good morning, everyone. We were having a little bit of difficulty there for a second. I could hear engineering in the background, but engineering couldn't hear me in the foreground. But we've got it all fixed up, and we've got a great show lined up for you today here on the Clay County Corner. Got some very special guests with us today. We have the valedictorian and the salutatorian from the senior class over at Clay County High School. We'll be introducing them here in a few minutes and talking to them. And also, I think Mr. Ross from over at the nursing home is going to come in and talk about physical therapy and maybe just a little bit about the addition over there. And then a little bit later on, here in a couple of weeks, we're going to have the folks from over at Rehab Center to talk about their new, all the new work, remodeling stuff they've done over in the last little bit. But let's see, we've got a busy, busy weekend coming up here in Clay County. We've got high school graduation Friday night. Let's see, looking on down through here. What I could do a few other things first and say, you know, that the reason why we're here to bring you information, news, just good time happenings of things that are going on here in and around Salina and Clay County. And, of course, this show is brought to you here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And it's through the auspices of the Clay Chamber, Three-Star Committee, and all of the folks that sponsor on this show. And we appreciate you listening to us. And if you want to, get on your phone or whatever or text somebody and tell them we've got a great show lined up. Got two very good-looking young ladies in here with me this morning right now that are going to be talking about graduation and the fact that they are the top two academic students at Clay County High School for the past 4 years. And let's see, and I think we'll take a little short break, come back, and we've got some county news to talk about and some very important things, and we'll do that when we come back, and then we will talk to Miss Taylor Strong and Miss Faith Jackson, and let them tell you about their careers here the past 4 years and how they got into the position they're in right now. But we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care.
Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Welcome back, everyone. As I said a minute ago, I've got two good-looking, super intelligent young ladies here with me this morning. We'll get to them just in a few minutes, but before that, got some great news. I guess this is a rumor we're supposed to go ahead and tell. It's kind of an official rumor now that the Osborne Group is going to be taking over Clay County, the former Clay County Hospital. And I think the deal is basically done. They're now just waiting for review of lawyers, and they have a plan in place that will be made more public a little bit later. But you can spread that news that unless some kind of major glitch comes up, that we will continue to have a hospital, and they have a projected opening date of the 1st of October of being back open again and as a full-fledged hospital. But, you know, they've also warned, you know, sometimes it may take a month longer than that, but that's the date that they're projecting to have our hospital back open again. So that's great news for everyone in and around Clay County. And, of course, today is the day that we give away one of those delicious birthday cakes from over at the Dairy Queen. And if you'd like to have your name on that list, you give us a call here and speak to the answering machine slowly and clearly. And it's 243-5574. And we've got a few of those today, and we'll be going over those about halfway through the show, and then we'll be giving away one of those cakes at the end of the program. And let's see, girls, let's see, tomorrow night is graduation night over at the high school. What time is it?
It's at 7 o'clock.
And then we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but that's tomorrow, and I believe the junior high graduation is maybe tonight at 6 o'clock out at Salina K-8, and this afternoon. Very important meeting over there this afternoon about 1:30, isn't there? Mm-hmm. When everyone finds out if they've got some scholarship money and some for those going on to further their education and other awards that will be given out this afternoon. And I think we're doing that now because it's getting lengthy.
A little bit.
A real long thing, and graduation was turning into a marathon and and running over into lockup time, wasn't it, where you didn't have as much time for that. So, but that's taking place this afternoon. Then, as we said, graduation. Then we'll be Friday night. And let's see, some of the other things we've got going. I just got a call from Ms. Stewart down at the community center and said that there will be representatives there from the SNAP program and the SHIP program to go over folks, some of the folks in our elderly community up until 11:30 today down at the community center. So if you have any questions about either one of those programs, get down there, and they've got some folks there that will answer your questions for you. And also would like to announce that the preservation group for the school up in Free Hills is having a breakfast in the morning at, Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. And they'll be serving a breakfast up there, and it's for the restoration of the school up there. So if you would like to come up and join them, go get you a great breakfast up there on Saturday morning. And let's see if I got anything else on my list down through here. The farmer's market's getting ready to open here I think it's maybe next month, June the 15th. And I believe we're selling fruits. Not fruit, but vegetable plants and those things like that over at the high school now, or at the greenhouse over there. I think they're sending flares and all kinds of things over there right now. So let everyone know to go over there if you still need some of your spring flares to put in the ground. And that is going on there. And with that, I guess, girls, it's your time to shine. I introduce yourself, beginning with Faith.
My name is Faith Jackson, and I'm the salutatorian to our graduating class.
And I'm Taylor Strong, and I'm the valedictorian of the graduating class.
And valedictorian and salutatorian are the two top honors, academic honors at the school, aren't they?
Yes.
And what does it involve? How does this come about being chosen, girls?
Well, they have to look at our grades for all 4 years. No, they pick us if we have the highest grade point average. And
yeah, okay. And I know it's pretty close, doesn't it?
I'm sure it comes down right to the last little degree. I'm not sure what it was this year, but I'm sure it was pretty close.
And I know a lot of years, back when I was teaching, it would be, like hundreds of points mm-hmm. that could make a difference. And let me ask you this. Did either of you, was this an honor, a consideration that you even had in your mind when you started school as freshmen?
Not really. I don't know. I knew that I would kind of be close to the top just because I've always cared a lot about my grades, but I didn't ever think that I would be the valedictorian, though.
Faith, what about you? Was it one of the things you were shooting for to be one of the top students? Or?
I also didn't really figure that I would be. I knew that I would probably be an honors student because I've always tried my hardest to make straight A's and do my best, but it wasn't really an end goal, and I was surprised to know that I got second place.
Okay, let me ask both of you this. The grading system now, I know at one time, there's always talk of moving the high school grading system like a college system where an A was so many quality points and that type thing. Mm-hmm. And there was really no way sometimes you could distinguish because an A was an A and it counted 4 points. But yours is actually based on numerical grades, aren't they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask, I'll begin with Faith first. Faith, did you have a course of study selected when you started high school that you wanted to follow, or did you just kind of have a faint idea of what you wanted to do?
Well, I wasn't really sure of my direction, so I chose the math and science program of study because it seemed that it helped me most academically. It didn't really end up lining up with what I want to do with my future, but I think that it gave me some valuable information, helped me out throughout high school.
Okay, and I know probably as a freshman you had a kind of what your career would be, and what was that at that time?
I really had no idea then. Honestly, I didn't really figure it out until about this year.
Okay, and then what did you come up with when you sat down and said, hey, I'm fixing to get out of high school. It's time for the next step. What in the world am I going to do?
Well, I figured out that I think I want to teach English, hopefully to older kids like high school, and eventually the goal is to become a professor and teach college.
Okay, and that requires quite a bit of education, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
At least a master's for college.
Yes, at least a master's for college. And, of course, that means something that's important to people my age, really, the plan of coming back and living in Salina and contributing to your hometown community. Is that, I know that thought has to have entered your mind, and if you can come up with somewhere where you can compromise the two, maybe.
See, I feel like in our town for teachers, and in Tennessee in general, there's not a whole lot of opportunity, but I feel like it's important for good educators to come towards here to help advance small towns like ours.
Hey, very good. I'll go to Taylor now. Taylor, I know you said, that you've always been, very conscious of your grades, as Faith said. And Taylor, I do know that you're as a youngster, a voracious reader.
Yes.
And do you still read a lot?
I do. I definitely think that has helped me with my grades over the year, being able to comprehend things. Reading at a young age I was passionate about it. I really loved reading. And
I think best I remember that I think they still do, that the KA has a reading used to have a reading contest.
Yes, AR points. That was a big thing whenever we were little.
Your faith was involved in that also. And you're the AR points, and that was a big deal, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was rewards at the end of it, too, so I think that was probably a bigger deal than the actual point system. But
and, you know, that's something. Reading is sometimes, it's called, you know, a lost art, a lost skill, this generation doesn't read a lot of hardback books.
Mm-hmm.
And do both of you read quite a bit?
I do, yes. I like fictional books, so I don't know about faith, but I enjoy reading.
I prefer fiction, and I do like reading, but I've gotten into more of studying literature and the past to, you know, figure out how we got to where we are today, and I think it's interesting to look at early literature, which is probably why I'm more focused on getting an English degree.
Well, you know, that as a former history teacher myself, you know, the thing was always, you know, if you don't know the success and the failures of the past, there's not a whole lot you can do in the future, is there?
Yeah.
Because there's things to be fixed, or there are things to be followed.
Mm-hmm.
You fix the things that need fixing, and you follow the ones that work. Do either one of you have a favorite author you like to read?
Not really, not in particular. I'm not.
Do you? You just kind of generally read things?
If I were to read something, I think that Edgar Allan Poe is really interesting, and some of the transcendentalists like Henry David Thoreau and Ralph Waldo Emerson, I think their works are really interesting.
How about Telltale Heart? You like that? There is a reading, I don't know where you can ever find a copy of it, that G. Gordon Liddy did of that on radio on Halloween for years, of the heart beating under the floor and that type of thing. But I like Edgar Allan Poe also. And, of course, Taylor, what type of fiction do you like to read?
I feel like it doesn't really matter with me. If I picked up a book and it looked interesting, I would read it. I was never really one looking for a specific thing to read.
So you're not one that goes and looks for historic love stories?
I don't think so, no.
Science fiction?
No, just whatever looked interesting at the time. It was never really specific for me.
Okay, now what about finding time to sit down and read, ladies?
Well, it was definitely a lot easier at a younger age because high school is a little bit more demanding with studying and college classes and everything like that. So it wasn't as easy as being in high school, but still.
Hey, let's take a little break here and get into commercial here. So far, so good, girls. Very good. We'll be back just in a minute, and these young ladies have lots more things to talk to us about. We'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Need to be a walk-in apart.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the ring cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yeah.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said a few minutes ago, we're having a great conversation with these two young ladies, and let them, you know, give a little bit of background on themselves as students and as representatives for their classes. Extracurricular activities, Faith. What type of things have you been involved in your 4 years of high school?
I've been in quite a few clubs, but I don't do sports or anything like that.
Okay, but I can never remember you being in sports, but that's not the all-consuming thing of education. And you said a number of clubs. What clubs were you a member of?
I've been part of Beta since I was in junior high. Once I got into high school, I joined FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America, SAD, which is Students Against Destructive Decisions. I'm currently in the English History Art Club. There's a few more. But
just about anything you could join in and do. And you know, what has that meant to you? I mean, has it helped you to look around and say, you know, Everything here really interests me, all of these things, because what you mentioned there is basically every subject in high school, nearly, isn't it?
Just about, but Beta helped me be very, goal-oriented, since you have to have certain grades to be part of it, which I think also helped me get to where I am, you know, salutatorian, because I made sure that my grades were good for Beta, mostly.
Right, okay, and of course Beta Club is a national organization, and do you guys still go to the state convention each year down at Nashville? That was always a great trip, and I know there that that's the point where you, I guess, one of the first times maybe a lot of youngsters have been introduced to politics, and politics at the national, at the state Beta Convention are a big deal, aren't they?
Because you choose presidents and representatives and...
And they get out and campaign and print posters, I believe, and have meetings and do speeches. And
they have to wear suits and everything to go around and tell you to vote for them.
So, you know, I know that is a great experience. Now, and Taylor, to you, I know, of course, athletics have been a major part of your life from a very young age. But outside of athletics?
I'm also in a lot of the clubs that Faith mentioned. I'm in FBLA and STEM and FCCLA and History, English, just about any club, just like her. But.
Any club that was there you want to be a part of.
Right.
Okay, now I know you mentioned the future business leaders, and I think you guys have attended quite a few conventions with that.
Yes, the FBLA conventions are a lot like the Beta conventions. It's with the politics of everybody dressing up in suits and going around and campaigning and stuff like that.
Okay, and I think maybe some of our students in the past have been some award winners there. Maybe some have we had some office holders maybe from here in Clay County over the years, I think. And it is one of the great clubs that we have over there. And I know that you're very active in a lot of things, and I know that Faith mentioned the SAD Club, and that also is a very, very active and very civic-minded organization. And you know, just exactly, you know, tell the folks again, I know we've had your sponsors on here, but exactly what some of the things that club does for you as students.
A lot of the time they go around and talk about what they believe in and let you know the dangers of, you know, substance abuse and things like that. And they do a thing where they do random acts of kindness, and they just put, encouraging notes all over the walkers. And that was always a nice thing to see whenever they did that.
Okay, and I know, you know, we've had a lot of bad publicity here in our county over substance abuse. We've gained lots of national notoriety. But, you know, it's your age that's going to stop things like that, isn't it? If each one of you reaches one person and that person reaches one person, you know, we can combat things like that here in the county and once again get our best foot forward, can't we?
Right.
Okay, now I do know, I told you all you could come in and practice your speeches, but I'm not going to do that to you because I think you guys want to save that for tomorrow night anyway.
Right.
But tell us just a little bit, I'll begin with Faith, you know, just some of the advice and some of the things that you would make to your class and to younger students that may be listening to you.
I feel like it's really important not to get yourself stuck on one end goal because you'll change your mind a million times. I know I did throughout high school, and a lot of people still will outside of high school. And though, you know, I said that I want to teach, that's not 100% definite. I might change my mind once I'm in college. So So I think it's important to have an open mind about your future, or else your future won't turn out how it needs to go.
It won't open up to you, but if you don't have an open mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Taylor,
mm-hmm.
the advice that you're going to give to...
I think just to enjoy the whole experience, because as a freshman, I did not believe anybody when they told me that the next 4 years would fly by, but it truly did, and I am kind of left wondering where all the time has went, but to all the underclassmen, I think they just need to enjoy it and not be too stressed out about things, because what's meant to happen will happen, and they'll be okay.
You know, and if you do the best that you possibly can in anything you attempt, the result is going to be good, isn't it?
Right.
And that's the most important thing. Is
mm-hmm.
And what about maybe sometimes spreading yourself too thin? Have you girls, Faith, I'll let you respond to that first.
So I feel like my junior year mm-hmm. was the worst for that, because it's when I started dual enrollment courses, which are, you know, college courses. And on top of that, we were studying for midterms and finals and benchmarks and eventually the ACT. And it was hard to put all of your effort into each thing when you have so many things going on. And sometimes I feel like I was not doing my best work just because there's too much happening.
Okay, Taylor.
I feel the same way. And also with basketball and volleyball all the time, you know, sometimes we wouldn't get home till 7:30 at night. And then I would have to study for the ACT or study for my end of course tests or my benchmarks and stuff like that. And I feel like if you try to do too many things at once, you're not going to do your best in each of them.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I know both of you all are in the generation now of where you've taken courses where you may never even meet the teacher
right.
that you're teaching, the mm-hmm. online courses. How has that affected you?
I feel like it gets you used to dealing with the professors and learning how to communicate with them, because not being face-to-face, I feel like it's a disadvantage, but also you learn communication skills that you're going to need in college.
Okay, and I know I helped start those things many, many years
mm-hmm.
ago when we had remote classes from here in Salina teaching to down at Hermitage Springs, and that was one of the things that the teachers that we tried to get involved, that they were scared to death of losing that face-to-face
mm-hmm.
contact with teachers, because the students couldn't reach out and touch the teacher. But that of course, that's the way of education. I know you guys now are fixing to go into classes where the instructor may be sitting down at the front of an auditorium with over 100 students in that class.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I think sometimes is scary, that when you sit down and think of it, when you're at Clay County High School and with a class of 80 kids, you know, you're competing to be the best of 80.
Mm-hmm.
The next level, you may be competing to be the best of 4,000 people. And sometimes that's something that hits our students right in the face, and some of them can't really, they can't cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or that, you know, hey, you know, used to be number one in the class, I had to beat maybe three or four people that were just, you know, fairly close. But the next level is, you know, 300 or 400 people. So, you know, that's going to be a great change. And do you think maybe that, you know, taking the dual credit classes and things like that maybe has really helped prepare you for that?
I feel like they helped me figure out the sort of workload for college, how much
mm-hmm.
each class will require of you. But since I am going to a college where I will be face-to-face with professors, I feel like it'll still be a different experience, because in the college classes that I had online, you know, it was very hard to communicate with the professor, and you're pretty much all on your own entirely.
But that's the key thing right there, and that y'all responded. You know, there's no longer going to be anybody looking over
mm-hmm.
your shoulder and saying,
yeah.
you know, mom or dad saying, hey, Taylor, hey, Faith, you need to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who has to do that now?
That was a big thing with the college classes, because they would assign the work on either Sunday night or Monday, and then we would have until either Friday or Saturday to get it done. And it was a little bit of freedom. It was freedom that we got to choose when to do the assignments, but it was also tempting to wait until the very last day to get it done, because we thought, oh, well, I have plenty of time, but...
How many times did it take you till you learn better than that?
My first two courses, I was doing a lot of my work on the weekends, but at the end of it, I kind of figured out I needed to get it done in the middle of the week.
Well, like, guess what we have done, ladies? We have sat here and talked for about 30 minutes.
Wow.
Have you enjoyed yourselves this morning?
Yes, thank you for having us.
Well, anything you would like to say to folks, you know, I'll let Faith begin first again. You know, just anything you want to say to anyone that might be listening.
I just want to thank my mom for helping me get to where I am today. If it wasn't her pushing me, I would not be salutatorian. I would not be sitting here today and being able to talk on the radio to my town.
Taylor?
I feel the same. Both my parents and also my entire family, I've had a great support system over the years, and I'm very thankful.
Okay, and with that, lady, it's been a pleasure having you here, and I don't think you guys were even nervous when you walked in today. A lot of folks get a little nervous when they come in. Thank you for being here with me, for being representatives for your class, and I know if, you know, the rest of the class is awful close to being the same level, as grade-wise as you all, and they are, you guys are all the same level, but you guys have made a tremendous impression on me, and I hope the folks have been listening that these are the top students that we're turning out here in Clay County, and hopefully we can find a reason for you guys to come back and be citizens of Clay County for most of your lives.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for being with
me. Thank you.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Good news about the hospital? You think it might reopen? Heard any rumors?
It is a done deal.
Opening.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back now. Got two new guests in here now. And I see Whitney's name on her. Whitney, what is your last name?
Newberry.
And, of course, Philip Ross. Philip was here with us once before, and right after he left, things kind of went downstream for a little while. But as we found out in the last couple of days, things are headed back upstream again up to his former place of employment, which is great news for the county.
Great to hear.
But before we let them talk a little bit, I want to go through our list of birthdays and anniversaries for today. And remind everyone to call 243-5574 and speak slowly and clearly into our answering machine, because it's an answering machine, but it don't answer questions. It only listens. So make sure you get your information there for me. And celebrating this past week, Dorothy Langford celebrated a birthday. I think maybe hers was maybe the week before and they didn't get it in, but her nieces and nephews got it in for this week. Dorothy Langford, happy birthday to you. And then on the 15th, Alice Faye Gray celebrated a birthday, so we'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And then celebrating an anniversary, Jason and Star Bilbrey, happy anniversary to them. Miss Susan Bray celebrated a birthday on the 16th this past week, and Miss Murray Denton also on the 16th. And then another anniversary, Jerry and Betsy Fox celebrated a birthday. So, and let's see, over in Monroe County, I would like to wish my niece a happy anniversary. I know that they got called in over there, so they're not going in the list over here, but Lisa Watson Thomas and Eddie Thomas celebrate their 32nd wedding anniversary. We'd like to wish them a happy anniversary from all their friends and family down here in Clay County. And I had one little thing on a major invention that took place today, a major, major development. Heyer's root beer was invented on this day. And I'm sure you folks have seen those. They're still in the stores today. Heyer's root beer is still around. And that was, I think, about 1863, I believe it said, that Heyer's root beer was celebrated. And let's see, we've got our news things in. The farmer's market starting June the 15th coming up. The 30th of this month, the last Thursday in this month, we're going to have our karaoke celebration here on our new stage up in the courthouse here. And Mr. James Reagan is going to be furnishing the music. And we'd like to invite everyone from 2 to 202 to come in and participate. We'll have the music here to accompany anything that you want to do from everything from Doris Day, who passed away this past week, down to, I guess, some of the younger little folks that are around now. So tell your friends and neighbors that we're going to have that. It'll begin about 7 o'clock that Thursday night, and try to get in here around 6 o'clock. We'll get everything all arranged and let you get up on the stage in the spotlight and sing to an accompanying tape. And let's see. With that, good morning, folks. I have Philip Ross here this morning, and Whitney Newberry here with me this morning from over at the Salina Rehabilitation Center. And I know they've got some things to talk about, but I think there's some things we're not hardly ready. I think we've got another group coming on later, or are you guys going to talk about some of the remodeling and things out there?
We can talk about that.
Okay, but I know Corey's wanting to come on and do some stuff, so are you going to steal any of his thunder?
Probably, but he'll be okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Philip, it's good to have you back. I know the last time you were here, you were beginning something that ended suddenly.
I know.
But now you have a new beginning here in Clay County.
Right, right. I'm so glad. Unfortunately, you know, we were so excited about, we were having a open house there at the hospital, and then a month or two later, unfortunately, it did close. But now, you know, I'm back, I guess, basically here in Clay County, and excited to be there at the Salina Health and Rehab, and so excited to talk about what the new remodeling, and some people probably don't realize what's been going on over there at their local nursing home, and a new facility type or a new add-on. They've added on some short-term private treatment rooms there for patients, as well as a new open kind of atmosphere outpatient area. Excited about that. So, you know, what I was doing at the hospital now is just basically going to be just down the road there at the Salina Health and Rehab. So really excited about it.
Okay. I know, Philip, going from a hospital to a rehab center, a nursing home type thing, I know you have some of the same type patients, but also you have, I guess, a more critical care with some of the patients there than you do in a regular rehab center, wouldn't you?
Usually, a lot of times, how the process is happening now is you know, they will, if you're sick, you have, let's say, unfortunately, if you've had a stroke or pneumonia or something, you've been in the hospital for 3 or 4 days or 5 days, usually then what happens is they will, after a certain amount of time, they don't let you stay in the hospital as long as they used to. They transfer you out. And so then you usually have the option of where you want to do your rehab. And so that is what we offer with this short-term rehab, is they can be transferred from wherever it could be, Cookeville, Nashville, Vanderbilt, Livingston, and transfer here for the rehab. And then Whitney and I and the other therapies, the occupational therapists, the speech therapists can provide that.
Okay. And Whitney, what is your major function?
I treat patients as a physical therapist assistant, but I'm also the rehab manager. So I get everybody set up, make the schedules. I'm the go-to person. If you have outpatient needs, call, let me know, and I can get you started.
Okay, now that's something there that I want to let you clarify there, to call you.
Mm-hmm.
What are the conditions on the caller's end when they call you for you to provide services?
They can call and ask us any questions. We answer questions about insurance coverage. We work with Medicare Part B, and then we also have contracts with private insurances, so they can call the facility there at Salina Health and Rehab and just ask for therapy or ask for Whitney, and they'll put you through to me, and I can answer any questions that you have. Do we treat for this? Do we treat for that? Do we offer this? You know, whatever questions you might have, if I don't know, I can find an answer for you.
Okay. Do they have to be physician referred?
They do, and we work very closely with all the physicians close by here. We have really good relationships with all of them and sending us referrals and stuff like that. So if you call me and say, hey, I'm hurting, I think I need physical therapy, I'm going to tell you to go see your doctor. Tell him what's going on and make sure he thinks that physical therapy, occupational therapy, or speech therapy is appropriate, and he'll send me a referral. Most of the doctors around here just go ahead and fax everything over, so you wouldn't have to do anything as a patient other than make that office visit, and then they take care of most everything from there.
Okay. And I guess, Philip, back over to you for mm-hmm. a second, and that is, you know, just we've got all this new building out on the outside. What's on the other side of those brick?
Well, like I was saying, that new addition that they've added, we're really excited about that. And we have gotten a lot of new equipment that has been ordered, lots of things to help with strengthening balance. For anything like that, we've got a sort of a kitchen area in there and a bathroom area that's designed for rehabilitation. You don't realize things, you know, especially if you've had a huge decline and if a person wants to go back home, you know, we've got a lot of times train them or give them suggestions on cooking. That falls under the occupational therapy type of thing, but the cooking, the cleaning, a lot of the simple things that we think of can be very difficult after a significant injury or an illness. The bathing, a bathroom is such a high risk for falls. And so we've got a bathroom that's been constructed in our therapy center there. We don't go in, you know, we can do it in their room, but we also have it right there in the therapy area so we can focus on bath transfers, commode transfers, you know, those things like that are just not really available at a lot of other nursing homes. And that's what I wanted to talk about. This place here, you're so fortunate because not all nursing facilities offer outpatient therapy, because without outpatient, not many do, but we do here. And if it wasn't for them having that, there would be no option for people to come for outpatient therapy. They'd have to travel outside the county. So we have that there. And then, like I said, the new rooms, you should see the new remodeled room. Well, not too remodeled, they're brand new rooms. Hardwood floor look, and it's just a super area. They're just real fortunate to have it here.
Okay, now outpatient therapy. If I'm a person that has recently had a hip replacement and I'm having problems learning to walk again,
mm-hmm.
What kind of schedule might I see over there?
Do you want to answer that, Whitney?
It depends on if you are working
and coming in outpatient, we would schedule you, it depended on your tolerance. We try to do around an hour. We go over sometimes, depending on how much pain you have. If you are an inpatient in our new facility in one of our six new rooms that's for short stay for joint replacements and things like that, then you're looking at about an hour, hour and a half of occupational, if it's necessary, and physical therapy apiece. If you have any kind of cognitive deficits, a lot of times when patients are put to sleep with any kind of dementia, when they wake up, they might have a little bit of trouble with their cognition. So we would call speech therapy in. So just depending on who all is needed, you usually get about an hour to an hour and a half of therapy per day.
Who is your speech therapist now?
Casey Young is our speech therapist.
Known her for a number of years. Mm-hmm. I think I'd actually served as best man at her wedding about 100
really?
Years ago.
Did you really?
Yes,
I did. She's a super person.
And, you know, I know joint replacement is becoming a big, big thing anymore. And I know that, you know, a lot of folks kind of look at it as major surgery. And then other folks see it just as a nuisance, don't they? I mean, you know, that's kind of the way it's gotten to that point. I know it used to be scary, very scary things when you thought about somebody cutting into your bone off. And
you know, and everyone needs to sit back and think about that for a while before any type of surgery.
Right.
All surgeries are major. Anything can happen. There are, I mean, they have really done come a long way, but occasionally you will hear of something that has happened during a simple, you know, orthopedic surgery. So, you know, I've always, when someone asks me, well, you know, I'm having some knee pain, you know, well, I'd probably just need a knee replacement, you know, if they're older. You know, don't let that be the first step. You know, I'm just going to get a knee replacement. No, let's try. A lot of times it can just be weakness, some tendonitis, bursitis, even if it's arthritis, and a lot of the meniscus and the cartilage between the knees have kind of worn away. You would be surprised what we have been able to do to achieve through exercise, through therapy, to get the pain under control, get their strength back, get their balance, and they don't have to have the surgery. Now, of course, if we did all that and they're still in lots of pain, you know, then they are the right candidate for the surgery. Don't just think, hey, let's just go get surgery. Let's try, you know, that's why I want to talk about the therapy as a preventive, because anything can happen under that surgery table, and also the time involved through the rehab, the surgery, you're looking at 2 or 3 months that you're going to be down. You're going to need a lot of help, support from family members. So there's a lot more involved when you just say that.
Okay, with that, let's take a little short break, get in a couple of commercials. We do have to pay for this thing, and we really appreciate the folks that do make this show possible here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And remind everyone that this show will be heard again this evening at 6 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5. So you folks can go home later this afternoon and listen to yourselves if you would like, and tell other folks. But with that, let's take a little short break, get in a couple of commercials, and we'll be back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. I know Philip, we were talking here about replacement, about therapy, and all those things. Philip, have you got anything right now you want to, maybe if I cut you off in the mid-thought on anything that you need to?
No, I, you know, we just We were wanting to talk about and just invite everyone out to the open house that we're going to have in June, and Whitney's going to be talking about that, and just some other little things that I want us to talk about, the positive things we have for our outpatient is when we move into our new area, there's going to be a place spots available, access where you walk directly from the outside into our therapy department. So it's not going to be where you have that feeling of walking through the, you know, through the nursing home and down the patient's rooms and stuff. You're going to have free access from the outside straight through into the outpatient's, you know, outpatient center. So that's, you know, that I think people may be feel uncomfortable if they were walking through, and that's I'm so happy that we have that direct access from the outside into our therapy room once we get moved over.
Of course, that'd be especially beneficial to those that are coming in for the outpatient.
Yes.
But you know that I guess if you look down the walk from the original where the entrance was down to where the new physical therapy is, but not coming from the outside, if you could walk that without limping, but you didn't need physical therapy. Because that was a pretty good walk, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Whitney, your turn now.
We are going to be having an open house on June 11th. That's a Tuesday. It's going to be there at the facility. And it starts at 5 p.m. It's a normal cookout, an annual thing for the owner of the nursing home, Mr. Sheehan. He does a brisket, I believe, I'm told. I've only been with the facility since August, so this will be my first one. But they said everybody really looks forward to that. So there on the facility grounds, we'll have the barbecue, and then we'll be inviting everybody to tour the new addition, the six new rooms, the therapy gym, and welcome everybody and just kind of share our excitement and our celebration for the new facility.
And who all's invited?
Anybody and everybody. We're spreading the word far and wide.
Okay, and let me ask you, I know some of the activities that the inpatients participate in that sometimes we think are kind of silly, balloon volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
Philip, the benefits of that.
Oh, I'll let... She does a lot of the group therapy.
Okay, so she's out there.
She does a lot of the group therapy, which is that would be...
You, Whitney.
We work very closely with the activities department. We have a wonderful activities department, and they have been above and beyond this week. This is actually Nursing Home Week. So we've had an extra celebration this week, but they do a lot of, one of the resident favorites is noodle ball, and they take pool noodles and they set up a volleyball net and they volley a balloon back and forth, and it is wonderful to be able to sit and watch. They get so much enjoyment out of the social aspect of it, but also you're getting your hand-eye coordination, you're getting your heart rate up, you're moving, and it's an all-over workout for patients and activities and us, everybody there. It's you work. You work hard chasing that thing around. So,
And you know, I guess I saw a thing the other day, someone was talking about getting old, and my retort to that was getting old is a state of mind, if I can remember. So, and that's a whole lot of it. I know some of the things you do, some of the activities like bingo.
Mm-hmm.
People think, you know, hey, that's bingo. Well, can you kind of describe what bingo is to an inpatient there, Whitney?
It's very important. As therapists, we do not mess with bingo. We know.
I know. But
yes, we cannot mess with bingo. We have to schedule around it. But it's something that they look forward to. That and their church services are a major thing for these residents here. They look forward to it. It's a huge motivator. Get them out of their rooms, get them down the hall, and then it's something that they enjoy. Again, you have the social aspect of it, where they get together, they have fun. They still need that social interaction, and that they all have their sense of humor acts up when they're all together, and it's a fun time to be had by all.
Okay, and I know what. From Philip's end and from the things you do too with physical therapy, that is probably one of the most dreaded things some of the patients there have, isn't it, Philip?
Mm-hmm.
They really don't enjoy it, do they?
The therapy?
Yeah, yeah, some of them. You know, and how do you try to overcome that? Because for some of them it is painful, and some of them it's more of an aggravation maybe than that, where they really don't, and a lot of them don't realize that the necessity for their self-being.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that happens, and that's all part of, as a therapist, you're going to see that, especially in the nursing home facility. It makes our job so much easier when you have a patient that's motivated, wanting to participate and do things. And of course, yes, we never, you know, if we have a resident that the physician has ordered therapy for ambulation and stuff like that, we will do all we can to get those patients back to what they were doing before, and we will talk to them about, you know, try to give them, you know, do you not want to be able to walk to the bathroom? Do you not want to be able to go there without having to call the call button for someone to come to help you out of bed? Wouldn't you like to be able to stand up and walk? You know, some of the very simple things that we take for granted, and of course we just reinforce that. You know, let's just do these simple things. I'm not asking you to walk from here all the way down to the dining room. You know, we're looking at small short-term goals. However, you'll come across those patients that are absolutely refusing. And, you know, we just do all we can. We try to get the family involved, get them in there. Sometimes you may have a niece or a nephew that can talk that person into doing anything. So we try to bring them in, the nurses. However, you can pull in every string you can, and it may not work. And that's their right.
That's something that there is no force involved in anything in the mm-hmm. nursing home. It has to be patient initiated and really patient approved or their guardian approved, and before anything, either good, bad, or ugly can be done, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we do try to personalize everybody's treatment in that you have to have rapport. You have to have that good personal relationship with somebody. So you have to make it important to them. If walking to the bathroom is not important to them, we work together. We've got a wonderful team, over 75 years of experience between all of our team members. And so Ashley Copeland is our CODA, and we will all work together to find something that motivates this patient. If it's not something that I know about, it'll be something that she knows about, and we can individually personalize their plan, set up a personal relationship, and make it important to them.
Okay. How many staff members do you have there now, right offhand? Let me go a little bit different. I've got a feeling that one of the greatest eye-openers of folks, young folks that are thinking about entering the medical field, the nursing field, is the CNA job there at the rehab center. It's a game changer for some of those folks, isn't it?
Actually, working our facility is fixing to offer a CNA class and employ those people that are in the class.
Okay, I just got a voice in my ear that said, we got about a minute left. Time flies when you're having fun. So I guess I need to reach up in here and pull out a number and give away a cake. You saw I didn't look, did I?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
2 days winner is Murray Denton. Murray, you have won today's birthday and anniversary cake. It's one of those delicious ice cream cakes from over to Dairy Queen. Go by the Clay County Chamber, pick up your little gift card there, take it over, trade that in, and get your cake, and share it with all those that called your name in. And with that, I guess, folks, it's time we said goodbye again. It's been a pleasure having everyone here with us today. Great to have you folks with us. And like I said, I do think Corey may be scheduled to come back later and talk about the open house as it gets a little bit closer. And we'll be glad to get him back over. And it's been, like I said, having you back, Philip.
Thanks, welcome
back.
Watson.
And with that, I guess, get the door shut. We got everything put up. And we'll say, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And we hope to meet you again here at WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. Rebroadcast tonight at 6 o'clock, streamed on the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper site. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.